get the ball back in that role. Really, yeah. Kind of a short little porch over there when they throw it over to first baseman's head. It's not a lot of room.
So they're going to give Ryan Schlungen a hit on the play. And no throwing error because the runner Schlungen thrown out at second. Well, maybe not. Here's Kyle Leeser driving one to straightaway center field. Underneath it is Zamboff. He'll make the catch for the out.
That picked the wrong part of the field for that one, didn't he?
Kind of interesting here because if you give Schlungen a hit, you can't give an error. I mean, you'd give him an error if he was safe at second. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong spot there. I'm sorry. Yeah. Still getting acquainted here. Scoreboard, look at me. Yeah, let's get acquainted. Here's Taylor Holthouse at the plate. First pitch to Taylor.
What do they say that?
A ball. There's ball two. Sure. Okay. Thank you, Mary Heinen. Here's Taylor Holthouse driving it to right center field. Damoff filling the gap, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the first inning. They come up with no runs on one hit. There were no errors and no one left on base. So, after one inning, it's St. Martin nothing, New London Spicer nothing. More baseball coming up here in 1 minute. All right, welcome back to Painesville. We go to the second inning here, so doing a little scoring correction here. The play on Brian Schlungen, they gave Jake Rambo an error, a throwing error. They were assuming that Jake Rambo was going to throw out Brian Schlungen at first base, but an error awarded there to Jake Rambo. Okay. Here we go, top of the second inning. Austin Rambo, Mike Danielson, Wyatt White facing Ben Schrader. Rambo at the plate, the count 1-1.
That doesn't really make a lot of sense yet, does it? How can you give a hit in an air?
No, but the hit was Ben Kolcep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's right.
Rambo swings through the pitch and misses, strike two. 1-2. One, two, the count. There's Rambo, another swing and a miss, strike three. He's out on strikes. Ben Schrader gets his first strikeout today.
Good curveball.
A bat boy coming back to get the bat from Austin Rambo, and he kind of taps him on the helmet. And here's Mike Danielson, the left fielder. All on the count as Schrader delivers a strike. Ben Schrader kicks in. Deals again, that pitch inside, a ball, and 1-1. 1-1. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you today here on KESM. Noah Eddy producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Danielson beats off the pitch and fouls it over to third base coach Jamie Skiwell, and now the count 1-2. The amount of games being played here in Painesville today, the fan base, a lot of them coming and going. There are some that are staying, though, for the whole day. Danielson swings and misses. He's out on strikes.
Breaking ball working great on the inside corner, doesn't he?
So two down, and now here's Wyatt White, second baseman. Ben Schrader. The right-hander delivers. Strike called, 0-1.
He doesn't mess around on the mound, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Schrader gets the ball, ready to go.
Another swing and a miss there by White, and 0-2. Boy, he was way out in front of that.
Oh, it's falling off the table right now.
The ball's 2 strikes. Schrader kicks and delivers. White to ground ball to Leeser at short. Dial up with it over to first. And out at first, 6-3 in the put up. That'll do it here for New London Spicer in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. 1.5 innings, St. Martin and New London scoreless. We're back in a minute on KAFM. His first pitch, a strike called, 0-1 to Scott Schlungen. It'll be Scott Schlungen, Jordan Mascio, and Chaz Hennin as Schlungen swings and misses strike two. Outside a ball, and 1-2. So Mary Heinen, our official scorer, said there might be a change in the scoring on Brian Schlungen's assumed hit in the first inning. Fouled back and out of play. The count, 1-2. 1-2 the count. Courtney delivers inside a ball and 2-2. 2-2. Courtney's pitch inside and 3-2.
Scott Schlungen did a lot of pitching for St. Martin already.
He has.
In his career.
Schlungen a chopper to Kaltseth at third. Ben fields the one hopper across the diamond and a 5-3 put out. Yeah, Scott Schlungen and Taylor Holthaus, best friends in high school, and I think one of them was like in the other's wedding party or something like that. So influential in getting Taylor Holthaus to come and play for St. Martin. Pitches low and inside to Jordan Mascio, and the count 1-0 to Jordan. There's a strike called.
Boy, both these pitchers, they get the ball and they're ready to
roll. They want to throw. 1-1. Mascio will take a little bit inside under his armpits and the count 2-1. 2-1. Jordan taps it foul at the plate. And 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. Patrick Courtney's pitch and a swing and a miss by Mascio, strike three. Well, he gets his first strikeout today. 2 outs here in the second, and designated hitter Chaz Hennin up to the plate.
That was a great pitch by Courtney. Oh,
sweepy. Is that a slider or a curveball?
It looked like a slider. It did.
Nasty. Here's Hennin. He'll bloop it to second, coming in. Trying to make a one-hop play and not able to do that is a second baseman Wyatt White, and he's going to get charged with an error as he bobbled it and threw to first and not in time. So an error on Wyatt White. And here's Austin Arsenault at the plate. Arsenault swings and misses strike one. Quick throw to first, and the ball gets away from Austin Rambo. Chaz Hennin digs for second, and that ball gets thrown in the left field, so it's going to be a throwing error on the pitcher, Courtney.
Somebody pick up the ball and stop it from being thrown around, yeah, right?
Exactly. But two errors in the inning. And out at second is Chaz Hennin now with Austin Arsenault at the plate. No balls, 1 strike the count, 2-0. Courtney works from the stretch. And the pitch. Pitch inside a ball, and 1-1. 1-1. Patrick Courtney sets again and delivers. Arsenault takes a strike on the inside corner, and now 1-2.
One ball, two strikes. Jazz Henin has a lead out at second. No, or 1-0. It's New London Spicer leading here. Actually, not. It's no score here in the second inning, as out on strikes is Arsenal, and that'll end the second inning. No runs, no hits, two errors, and one man left on base. We played two innings, no score. New London Spicer and St. Martin. We're back after this 1 minute timeout. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen, back with you here at Painesville Baseball Park. New London Spicer, the visitors here this afternoon, will send their bottom third of the order to the plate. Josh Soiny, Jake Damhoff, and Andrew Bangen facing Ben Schrader. And Schrader's pitch to Soiny, a strike called 0-1.
You know, as a pitcher, too, you know, speed that you work at, I think, kind of dictates the way you're throwing the ball, too, isn't it? You got a good rhythm going. You don't want to be screwing around out there and walking around.
Here's a line drive to Ben Schrader back on the mound. He catches it for the first out. I'll bring Jake Damhoff to the plate. Jake was not in last night's lineup, and I would
not sure if he was here.
I don't think he was here last night.
No.
Damhoff swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. The ball to one strike the count. Damhoff, a ground ball foul down the third baseline, and 0-2 now. No balls, two strikes. Ben Schrader pitching here in the third inning, has given up the one hit so far. Curveball swing and a miss by Damhoff. He's out on strikes. That's at least
nasty.
Three on the three strikeouts today. He has made the batters look silly.
Wow, that's a nasty curveball, isn't it?
So two down, Andrew Bangen to the plate. Bangen had a good night for New London Spicer last night in their win over New Munich. 6-2 victory. Pitches high to Bangen and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. No score if you're just joining us. St. Martin and New London Spicer. Bangen pops this one up foul. Going to find the sports deck, and just over the sports deck. Well, actually, somebody caught it on the sports deck. Nice catch down there. And a swing and a miss by Bangen. Strike two. One ball, two strikes.
Hey, Randy, we'd be spinning around that batter's box. We had a look at that.
1-2. Schrader with three strikeouts here in the first 2 2/3. And Bangen nubs this one on the ground. This is going to be a tough play. In no man's land, Schlungen tries to shovel it over to first. And safe is Bangen on just an infield chopper. It was just where nobody could make the play.
Oh, man. Schrader tried to flag it down here, but he had to chase it, and he was running right towards the second baseman, and it wasn't going to happen.
That'll be the twin second hit today, and the other man with the hit is Ben Coltsett. Talking to Ben's dad after the game last night, and Ben got hit right on the leg and the knee area. Now he drives this to center field. Austin Arsenault there makes the catch for the out. That'll do it for New London Spicer. We'll share the story with you when we come back. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. After 2.5, no score. Albany, or actually, St. Martin. I just about said Albany. It's St. Martin and New London. We're back after this 1 minute timeout. All right, back here at Painesville Baseball Park. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Bottom of the third inning. Matthew Schlungen leading it off, facing Patrick Courtney. Two balls and one strike the count to Matthew. Courtney's pitch. There's a strike called at the knees and 2-2. It'll be Matthew Schlungen, Michael Schlungen, and Brian Schlungen.
a chopper in the infield. Jake Rambo comes in on the grass, throws to first in time to get Matthew Swanson 6-3 in the putout.
I tell you, Jake Rambo over there, he's left fielding shortstop, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He never waits for the ball. He comes and gets it.
I like how he charges it, too.
Absolutely. He sits back on this infield the way it looks. We're all like guys that are playing deeper are getting that bad hop on that second hop,
yeah.
And he's not letting it happen.
Michael swung it at the plate. The pitch to Michael is outside of ball 1-0. And you know, when you charge it like he does, those close plays at first now become almost automatic outs.
Yep.
Those runners are out by two or three steps. Here's a line drive to Wyatt White over at second. He makes the catch for the out. So two outs here in the third inning. No score if you're just joining us. Leadoff hitter Brian Schlungen at the plate. Brian is 1-for-1. We have officially, I guess, proved 1-for-1 today. Man, Schlungen, that excuse me swing. Austin Rambo chases it over by the St. Martin first base dugout, and he runs out of time as the ball hits the ground before he gets there. Patrick Courtney has the baseball back, and he's ready to throw again on the mound. The 0-1 pitch to Schlungen. That bounces up to the plate. And the count 1-1. I would say our sunshine today has been about equal to overcast. We've got those nice clouds rolling through every once in a while. Here's a chopper to Kulseth at third. He fields the two-hopper across the diamond for the out. 5-3 of the putout, and the Martins down here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played three. St. Martin, Newland, and Spicer, we're scoreless. We go to the fourth after this one-minute timeout. All right, we're back in Painesville at our Region 15 C tournament headquarters. Don Heinen with me. And Don, these first three innings, the pitchers have been dominating, haven't they?
Yes, they have. I thought you were going to say something different there,
no,
Randy.
No, I'm very careful.
Okay. No, they have been. I'll tell you, both pitchers are throwing extremely well. I love watching Ben Schrader out there. His breaking ball is just devastating. And to me, it is. And Courtney's throwing well. Throwing strikes. These guys throw strikes to get the ball. They're not messing around to get back up and get back up there and they start throwing.
So it'll be Jake Rambo, Scott Rambo, and Austin Rambo batting here in the fourth inning for the Twins. Ben Schrader delivers, and Jake Rambo tries to start something, maybe dragging a bunt, and he bunts through it, strike one.
Not a bad idea. You're having trouble picking up that curveball from Ben Schrader. That could be a long afternoon for these hitters.
0 on the count. It's a little bit low from Schrader, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Schrader delivers, and low again. Two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike. Jake Rambo, he bounced into a fielder's choice back in the first inning. Schrader's fastball, missing a little bit lower outside.
Something outside. Oh,
that looked like a pretty nice pitch, though. Three balls, one strike to count to Rambo. Rambo rips it to third. The one-hopper fielded by Scott Schlungen across the diamond, 5-3 in the putout. Nice play.
Nice throw. See that throw from Scotty Schlungen right on the button over there. Nice and easy.
Brings Scott Rambo to the plate. Scott bounced into a double play in his first at bat. And he swings and fouls it to the screen. Count 0-1. Now, last night we saw New Munich defensing Scott Rambo, Don. And
yep.
We did not see this kind of defense. They are playing him to pull.
Yes, wow. They are.
Taylor Holthaus, the left fielder, is in left center field. There's Kyle Leeser, yeah,
yep.
Behind second. Just bouncing up to the plate, and the count one ball, one strike to Rambo.
Dutchlund is actually playing short.
He is, yeah. 1-1 the count. Raiders pitch to Rambo, and jeepers cripes as he laced this one off the face of the right field fence and back into the infield. It's only a long single for Rambo. Oh, my goodness. Oh, did he hit that hard?
Yeah, he hit that. I guess I didn't hear that expression for a while.
Oh. That got out to right field like now.
That's a single off the fence in right center field. Jeepers, anyhow, that got out there. Yeah, he hit that on the screws, that one. That was laced.
One out, Rambo at first, and here's Austin Rambo at the plate.
That would have went a long way if you'd have got a little height to that.
I agree, yeah.
Oh, that cornfield would have been looking at it.
0 on the count to Austin Rambo. Batting here in the fourth inning. No score in this ball game. Low from Schrader and the count 1-1. No runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for New London Spicer. No runs, 1 hit, no errors for St. Martin. Ben Schrader's pitch. Austin Rambo skies this one to center field. Austin Arsenault shading back a bit, makes a catch for the out. Boy, these guys make those catches look so darn easy,
don't
they?
They one-handed.
Yep. With confidence. 2 outs here in the fourth inning. And Mike Danielson to the plate.
So one pops out sometime. Then they're going to go, oh, what happened,
Danielson bats. Schrader's pitch. Inside a ball. 1-0. Scotty Rambo, the base runner, over at first. And Schrader delivers, and Danielson pops this one up over by the first base dugout. Jordan Musho, right by his dugout, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Twins here in the fourth. No runs, a long base hit, no errors, and one left on. After 3.5, it's New London Spicer and St. Martin scoreless here on Chasm Radio, 1150 a.m. We're back in a minute. Bottom of the fourth inning, staring at you. Don Heinen with me, so we're getting a few laps here in the press box, and I don't know if you heard my disclaimer at the first ball game this morning, but it's going to be a long day, so there might be some strange things coming out of my mouth every once in a while. And
I just heard the first one, jeepers,
right.
Jeepers Christ.
Oh, yeah. We're in game number 3 of a 5-game day here on KEFM. Here's Kyle Leeser. He steps into the batter's box. He'll lead it off, followed by Taylor Holthaus and Scott Schwungen. Patrick Courtney's pitch inside to Leeser, a ball, 1-0. Kyle, fly ball to center field in his first at-bat today. Pitch missing outside from Courtney, and 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. Or shows a little bunt. There's a strike called, and 2-1. Courtney delivers. Leeser chops this one foul. And 2-2 now to Kyle Leeser.
Just about stayed fair, didn't it?
It did. I was waiting for that maybe to start going back fair. Of course, Don, we talked last night about these baselines being all grass here at Painesville.
That's the difference.
2-2 the count. Patrick Courtney's pitch. Leeser drives this one to right center field. Coming over to make the catch is right fielder Andrew Bangen. And 1 out. One down. Here comes Taylor Holthaus. Taylor has added some punch to this lineup. And Holthaus pops this up over by first base. Austin Rambo in foul territory by the fence makes the catch for the out as he was starting to go up that hill a little bit.
He was.
Nice catch and concentration by Austin.
Had to fans scattering a little bit. I thought it might carry over to it, but
another pop-up out. Oh. Sartell Stone Ponies winning today in seven innings, 13-1 in their region. Last we heard, Avon was tied with Lastrup 1-1 in the seventh inning. That was the last we heard with that Avon and Lastrup game. Scotty Schwangen at the plate with two outs for the Martins. He squibs it foul over by his dugout. And the count 0-2 to Scott.
Either teams with a lot of reserves on the bench here. I just happened to notice, like, New London has three plus their manager, and so does St. Martin. A couple of coaches, and they have three reserves, maybe four here on that, on their benches. And with their draftees, they have...
Schlungen pops this one up over to Wyatt White, second base. That'll do it for the Martins here in the fourth inning. They go quietly. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We'll talk more to Don when we come back in a minute here on KASM. All right, we're back here at Painesville. We're going to the top of the fifth inning. And, Don, we're just trying to figure out how long you've been doing region baseball with me. It's been quite a run at regions.
It has been. It's been a fun time.
Lots
of games.
Last year, Roscoe and Painesville hosted regions. It's a foul tip into the midst of Brian Schlungen off the bat of Wyatt White, and the count 0-1 to Wyatt. Ball, it's one strike. There's a strike called, and 0-2. No balls, two strikes the count. Kick the pitch, a swing and a miss. Out on strikes is Wyatt White.
Well, I'll tell you, Ben's going right after him. Ben Schrader on the mound for St. Martin. Two strikes quickly, and he brings the next fastball up a little higher and gets the strikeout on Wyatt White.
Of course, John, you've been going with me to state tournaments since 1998.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We can still look at each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Not bad, but we bowl together, too, a little bit.
Right.
We used to golf a little bit together, but...
Here's Josh Soiney. Ball hit deep in the hole over by short Kyle Leeser. His throw across the diamond, not in time to get Soiney. And that's a tough play. He's not going to get to Soiney. Or a lot of shortstops not going to even make that throw.
No. I think that should be a base hit.
I think they put it up for the wrong team, maybe.
Yes, they did.
So it should be a hit for Josh Soiney. Josh was like snake bit in last night's ball game. I think he struck out five times in last night's game.
Did he? Okay.
Himself a hit today as Jake Damoff steps up to the plate. One on, one out.
So when did you start doing regional? Well, you did it by yourself for quite a few years.
Yeah, regions. I started regions back in 1992. We would follow the Richmond Royals predominantly. Here's a check swing by Damoff in the count 0-2. And then we went to a full region when I started working at KASM in Albany, where we covered the entire region right around in the year 99 or 2000, where we covered the entire region. So
okay.
It's been a quite a while. Quite a while. It's bouncing up to the dirt. Brian Schlungen doesn't know where it is and kind of hiding behind Jake Damoff.
He was going to bump it over with his bat a little bit to the catcher. He thought, I better leave this alone.
Yeah, yeah. It's a live ball. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Here's Schrader's pitch. Ground ball to Scotty Schlungen at third. He'll knock it down, and he's going to throw to first, and he throws over the head of Jordan Moschel. It'll allow the base runner, Soiney, to go to third, so it'll be an error on Scott Schlungen. Damoff reaches on the air.
Damoff was turning, I think, to go to second base. He had to get back to first base because of the turn. The ball carom back towards the first baseman, then you're kind of live game if you turn towards the field.
Or you are live.
Yeah, could tag you out. We'll give Scott an air.
But the situation, too, where you could, if you're the official scorer, you could just about give two airs on the play with him bobbling the ball at third, first of all, and allowing Damoff to reach, and then the wild throw that allows Wyatt White to go to third.
I think so, too.
There's banging at the plate. So New London Spicer threatening here in the fifth with runners on first and third and one out. Andrew Bangin had an infield single in his first at-bat. Taps his foul at the plate, and now the count 0-2 are ready to Bangin.
Bangin had a tough night at the plate last night, too, didn't he, against Tyreller. He didn't really know where he should, if he should really dig in hard against him or not.
0-2 the count. Damoff hanging out at first right now. See if he goes here. Bangin swings and misses. He's out on strike. Nice pitch by Schrader.
Oh, wow.
Two outs, and when Ben Schrader has to come up big,
he does.
That'll be his fourth strikeout of the day.
Huge strikeout.
Make it fifth strikeout of the day. Two this inning. And here's leadoff hitter Ben Kulsa. Ben 1-for-2 so far today. Set the check swing. And the count 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Schrader delivers. There's a strike called. And 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two outs, runners at first and third for the Twins. And a foul tip into the mitt of Brian Schlungen in 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Damoff leads from first. White over at third, takes a short lead. And Ben Schrader's pitch taps slowly on the ground to short. Leaser up with it, his high throw to first. Able to grab it for the out, and that's going to do it for New London Spicer here in the fifth. No runs, one hit, one error, two left. After four and a half innings, we're scoreless. St. Martin, New London Spicer. We're back in a minute here on KAFM. All righty, here we go. Bottom of the fifth inning. Jordan Musho at the plate for St. Martin. No score. London Spicer in the Martins. And the pitch on the inside corner to Jordan. He had fouled one off previously. And the count at 0-2. Curveball, Mushel bounces it back to Patrick Courtney on the mound. He'll flip to Austin Rambo at first. And a 1-3 put out.
Mushel didn't even drop his bat. He knew this was automatic.
Designated hitter Chaz Hennon to the plate. Chaz reached on an error in his only at-bat today. No runs, four hits, two errors for New London Spicer. No runs, one hit, and one error for St. Martin. Foul tip at the plate by Chaz Hennon, strike one. Oh, on the count. Courtney's pitch is high for a ball, and 1-1. There's a ball and 2-1. This ball's one strike. Martins haven't had anybody pass second base today. Courtney's pitch missing low and away and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. And the pitch, ball four, and Hannon's going to walk. Bring Austin Arsenal to the plate.
Austin Arsenault struck out in his first at bat today. Hannon takes his lead at first, Rambo holding him there. Arsenault takes inside a ball, 1-0. Matthew swung it on deck for St. Martin. Carl Leeser, Martin's manager, going through some signs. Steve Schlongen over at first base. Here's a quick throw to first, Hannon back safely. One ball, no strikes. Patrick Courtney kicks and delivers. There's a strike on the outside corner and 1-1. And the fan base has been slowly trickling in. Got a good crowd here for our ball game today.
Yeah, it seems like the ones that trickle out are the other ones trickle in, and
they do
keep it pretty much the same, don't we? Pretty full.
Here's Arsenault, big swing and a miss. Strike two, 1-2.
Yeah,
I think we're in agreement it's going to be tough to put a tally on the attendance today.
It will be.
One ball, two strikes. Quick throw to first, Hannon back safely. Austin Arsenault digging in at the plate. And Patrick Courtney's pitch just on the outside corner, says the home plate umpire, strike three called. Wow. Good spot by Patrick Courtney. Arsenault rung up second time today. Two outs and Matthew Schlongen to the plate.
Courtney doing a nice job out there also. He's in control. He's right there on the plate the whole time and setting up them hitters well. Giving up only one hit so far.
Our next game, New Munich and Atwater. I see New Munich. They're going over to start hitting. Game scheduled for around 5:30 this afternoon. As the pitch, a strike called to Schlongen. And 0-1. The ball's in a strike. There's Schlongen fouling it back and out of play.
A little hit and run there by St. Martin.
And the count 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Oh, two the count, two outs. And Schlongen grounds to short. Rambo misfields it, and it rolls off to his right, and everybody's safe on the air by Jake Rambo.
I don't know what happened there. He was charging the ball really well. I think it stayed flat on him all of a sudden. It didn't come up at all. One under his glove.
So an error on Jake Rambo, the third for New London Spicer here today. And here's Michael Schlongen popping this one up down the right field line. Austin Rambo gives chase, and he runs out of time as it hits the ground. So Chaz Hennen at second. Matthew Schlongen over at first. Patrick Courtney trying to work out of this little mini jam here in the fifth inning. No score. And Schlongen will follow it back and out of play. The count at 0-2 now to Michael Schlongen. Chaz Hennen takes his lead from second. Matthew Schlongen over at first. Courtney kicks and delivers, and ooh, that's going to hit Michael Schlongen right on the wrist. He'll be hit by the pitch, and that's going to load him up. So the base is loaded for leadoff hitter Brian Schlungen.
Hit him right on the hand. Hit him right on the hand.
Yeah. So,
hand or wrist area. That's got to put a little numbness into your feeling there, huh?
Chaz Hennon will move to third. Matthew Schlungen to second. Michael Schlungen now at first. And Brian Schlungen takes a strike called on that sweeping breaking ball. 0-1 the count to Brian. Another nice breaking ball from Patrick Courtney, and 0-2. A ball, it's two strikes.
Courtney back in the windup.
And the pitch just outside the count, one ball, two strikes.
Finally, nobody backing up that throwback from the catcher there again.
1-2. Schlungen will fight this one off, and the count stays 1-2. Ball and two strikes to Brian Schlungen, and he bats with the bases loaded in a game that is scoreless. Patrick Courtney's breaking ball. Schlungen bloops this one to Jake Rambo at short, who makes the catch, running away from the infield. Nice play by Rambo, and the Martins done in the fifth. No runs, no hits, one error, three left on after five. It's New London and St. Martin scoreless. We're back in a minute here on KSM Albany.